So much for the conventional wisdom that the Los Angeles Lakers were the team to beat in the NBA Finals. Yes, they are the dynastic franchise with 3 championship titles in 5 years. And yes, Coach Phil Jackson has won a whopping 9 NBA titles as coach. The Pistons are simply outperforming the Lakers, their defense more aggressive, their offense more precise, their hunger for respect seen in every move they make. And with last night's knockout 88-68 win, the Pistons have a 2-1 edge in the best-of-7 series. Joining us now to talk about the NBA Finals is Bill Plaschke. He's a sports columnist for the LA Times. Bill, thanks for being with us.
How you doing?
So much for that conventional wisdom. The Pistons have put some Motown mojo on the Lakers.
Ooh, Motown mojo. Very good alliteration. No, they actually, though, this goes back. Conventional wisdom throughout the history of sports is that the best teams win. And so in a odd kind of way, conventional wisdom may be winning out here. The Lakers, while they have 4 future Hall of Famers on the court and a Hall of Fame coach on the bench, they bear very little resemblance to a team at this point. There are a bunch of guys kind of going their own way, and the Pistons, while with no superstars, are playing as a team. And so I think a lot of people in this country, frankly, are probably cheering for the Pistons because they like the return to the old-fashioned, the best team wins, not the team with the most money or the team with the biggest names or the team that sells the most tennis shoes. And the Pistons are a very much of a no-name, kind of a down-and-dirty team, but they're playing team basketball, and that's what's working.
And it's interesting because there was a lot of talk about maturity going into this, that the Lakers were more skilled, that Phil Jackson had a coaching advantage, and it's turned out that maturity, or at least age, is indeed a factor, but not in a way that gives the Lakers the advantage.
You're so right. The maturity, you're exactly right. This is more like, you know, the AARP kind of maturity. It's what the Lakers are going through right now. Shaquille O'Neal, because of his size, you know, 7 foot, he's unstoppable. Nobody can guard him in the big games. Well, suddenly he's become one of the smallest men on the floor. His age has crept up on him, and he has not dominated the way he should dominate. Also, of course, Karl Malone, you know, injured for the first time in his long and stellar career. He's playing on one leg now, and he's 40, and so he's really hurting. And then Gary Payton, their other future Hall of Famer, he's been ineffective. So age has really played a factor, and that it has hurt the Lakers. You're exactly correct.
Can we talk about some of the matchups?
Yeah.
Let's start with perhaps the most important matchup, the coaching matchup. Is Larry Brown out-coaching Phil Jackson here?
That's a very interesting question. Very good question. Yes, absolutely. Actually, he is. Right now, he is because he's making the adjustments every game, and Phil is not. Again, though, that said, Phil doesn't have, amazingly to say this, Phil doesn't have the weapons. He doesn't have the team players that Larry has. So Phil's, you know, trying to instill something, and players aren't listening. Is that the coach's fault? Maybe this time it is. Maybe they are tuning Phil out. But right now, Larry Brown is doing a masterful coaching job. Absolutely, a Hall of Fame coaching job.
Is it too early to count out L.A.? Could they still come back?
Yeah, you know, me being a columnist for the L.A. Times, I'm harder on the Lakers than anybody. But I still think maybe it's too early to count them out because of what's happened before. They were down 2-0 against the San Antonio Spurs, the defending champions, came back and won that series. You know, they were down to their last gasp 3 nights ago, and Kobe Bryant made a big shot. You can never count them out, but Sunday's a must-win. If you lose Sunday, it's over with, and then the team will be dismantled, and it'll be the end of this Laker era as we know it.
As one columnist said, the Lakers can do it, but it's an uphill battle, and the wind is in their face.
That's a great line. I wish I'd written it, but I did not.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
Bill Plaschke is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times.